Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Warrior Rick is on the line. Hi, Warrior Rick.
How is everything in the studio there while I'm dealing? Listen, I'm dealing with everything that you're talking about. Brake lights, people trying to just run me over. Is it my fault? Is it their fault? I wonder. I really wonder.
It's exhausting at the moment, Rick. It's exhausting.
It is, man. No, it is. It is.
We've had Warrior Rick on before. He is the most positive person I've ever met.
Mm.
How do we deal with this, Rick? How do we make ourselves feel better? How do we help one another? What do we do?
Recognize that perhaps it's nobody's fault. Stop pointing fingers. That's the first thing. The minute you start pointing fingers, you got three fingers pointing back at you. So what I recognize is that very recently I realized that my authentic self is I am. My authentic self is not I think I am what Roz and you think I am. Are you following me?
Yes. Yeah.
It's too convoluted. It's too conjured. I'm trying to be authentic, but I'm worried about what you think about me. I'm worried about likes. I'm worried about followers. I'm worried about even if I'm doing the right thing. How about I am tired? I am disappointed. I am excited. I am love. Whatever your I am is, just keep it real. And that's a good place to start, because you're not only recognizing that we have a multitude of emotions, that those emotions also can help you to put yourself in a better space, because you're keeping it real and your spirit wants to know how you're doing today so that it can help you.
It's true. If we can just be ourselves, then we can allow other people to be themselves. Mm-hmm. And then we can all have a conversation.
Rick, Joe here, I just wanted to find out from you, just like on a practical level, like give us an example of something that's disappointed you, whether it's a person or the world or something else that's disappointed you, and how you've managed to overcome it without being bitter towards the world and the next person.
Are you listening to that voice? I love the way he says, Joe here, like I don't know. Don't you know that? He's got like that indescribable voice. Joe here. It's like, no, it's Mickey Mouse. I mean, Joe, come on, brother. You are authentically you from the time you say good morning, brother, or even good afternoon. Listen, I have dealt with disappointment like everyone else has. And, you know, I was talking to a good friend of mine who's visiting from San Diego. She's recently moved to Las Vegas. She was the cutest thing in grade three. And I don't mean cutest thing from an adult perspective. Cutest thing as I was that third grade student in her class. I just thought, wow, sweaty palms, just not knowing what to say. We were at the skating rink. She used to wear a pink jacket with this parka around the fur, the parka fur around the hood.
Mm.
And you know what I realized is that when I told her about this story, she says, you remember that? I said, yeah, and I also remember that you guys used to laugh at me at the way I danced. Now, I was the man, boy. I thought I was the guy. And when they laughed at me, I realized that, you know what? I'm only human. And that in humiliation, that's where I find my greatness. That humility is greatness. That if you think that you've got it like that and you think that you're perfect, then you're stagnant. You can't progress if you're perfect. You can only progress knowing that there's an opportunity to get better. So, Joe, to answer your question, all these folks that think they've got it going on, all these folks that they think they figured it out, well, guess what? Good on them. Here's the thing. I still got a whole lot of life ahead of me. You got a lot of life ahead of you. And what's happening is that we are learning as we go. So we keep going to keep growing.
Mm. Rick, the thing is that it feels so kind of like exposing to say that you are struggling, because there are people who are not vocal about how they are feeling and if they are struggling. And then when you do say something, you have that added pressure of people going, oh, but you should be grateful. Why are you feeling overwhelmed? You should be grateful. You have a job. You have this, you have that, you have the other thing. And it's almost like there are people who go out of their way to not make space for you to feel the things that you are feeling. So I can go, I am disappointed, or I am feeling like I'm in a depressive episode. And then someone else will just kind of invalidate that and go, well, you're just ungrateful.
I was just interviewed, and this came up around the whole aspect of a train, right? That our journey is a train, and that really what it is, it's about the tunnel. because the tunnel, and this is Carl Wasty talking about he had therapy, and he said, and how, first of all, he says he had therapy. How's that? That's the first thing. It's like, oh, you had therapy? And everybody goes, why did you have therapy? But what he learned in therapy changed my life, because he said the tunnel is where we all are. And when we have our train trying to go through the tunnel, what I mentioned is that, well, there are people that jump on and people who jump off. There are people who jump on that we want on the train, you know, the best friend, the girlfriend, the husband, the wife. But then you get folks that jump on the train and you think, I don't really want them here because they don't understand. They don't know my I am. Mm. But the good news is that we need them too. That criticism comes from all types of places. We need to welcome criticism, feedback, even if that criticism is destructive. Welcome it. Just welcome it. Listen to it. Engage it. Don't be in an echo chamber and hanging out with the same old people and think you're going to get better. You get better by being resilient. And the only way to be resilient is to be strong and kind, not either or. Binary thinking doesn't get us there, Roz. What we got to do is we got to say, okay, this is my journey. And the people that jump on it, I need them now. I'm going to make space for them. And as they make space for me, I can help them. But I'm not going to just run this race through a tunnel of darkness. I'm going to make sure that everybody gets on my train is going to bring at least a spark so that I can see not only where I'm going, but see where we all are going. So I get you, Roz. And look, we're not going to answer it on this call. You know that. We're not going to answer it here. But the reality is that you're going to have to ask some people to get off your train. That's what's difficult. And sometimes it's your best friend. And I know there's some people going through some difficult relationships, including marriages. You got to ask them to get off your train, even if it is for a period of time, so that you can get your stuff together, so you can be ready to invite people to make space and to give space to them as you go on your journey.
That is the conductor, Warrior Rick. We appreciate your time this afternoon. Thanks for the call, brother. Always good to chat.
Blessings, y'all. Have a great afternoon.
Thank
Roz, I hope that helps.
We're already feeling better.
Yeah. Be kind and be strong. These are things we can aspire towards, I think.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.